We're talking today with Garrett Sharp from the Wacomas FFA chapter, and he's going to be representing Oklahoma in the National FFA competition in the Star of Agricultural Job Placement. And Garrett, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, your involvement in FFA. And tell me a little bit about your SAE and the jobs that you've worked through in your FFA career.
My SAE project consists of working at JK Farms. It's a centennial farm there in Wacomas, Oklahoma. We primarily do wheat and rotational crops, canola, milo, and soybeans. My grandfather passed away nearly 6 years ago, and that was kind of my initiation. That was my time to take his place and take up the centennial farm. So
tell me a little bit about some of the things that you've learned, the skills that you've picked up, and the overall position that you've acquired or you've developed over these 6 years.
I've learned to be a good steward of the land and conservation practices and being environmentally friendly, as well as maximizing your yield of your crops, because it's a growing population out there and you got to feed the world. So that's the biggest thing that I've learned.
What, you know, as you've gone through these years of working for the Farm Corporation, what are some of the skills specifically that you've picked up and that you feel have been valuable for both to yourself but also in helping achieve the goals of the farm?
I've learned a lot of technical skills and learning how to operate the machinery, and then also the innovation in technology these days. I've learned GPS and learning how to maximize putting on fertilizer and planting your seed and knowing, not skipping, you know, being efficient. And that is one thing that agriculture has taken a huge turn in the technology department.
When it comes to making sure that all these things work together, what have you learned in this area of record keeping and being able to track the progress of the crop from planting it to harvesting?
It's a huge part. Record keeping is very important to know exactly, you know, what you need for your field, the nutrients in the soil that you'll need, and to better your crops each and every year, knowing what pH levels you need and maximizing what crop you put on that certain field for that certain year.
What sort of involvement have you been in as far as FFA is concerned over your career there at Wacomas?
I was chapter president from 2009 to 2012. We did a lot of community service activities. We went to state convention, national convention, alumni camps. It goes on and taught me great leadership skills that you can't learn anywhere else. So,
what do you feel FFA has really done for you?
It has helped my future incredibly. I can't even describe in words. It's something that teaches you leadership, like I said, and networking and communicating with others, and it's awesome. It's a great organization.
You obviously had to make a commitment to keep records going and to keep up the progress of building on this particular job placement category in order to enter the national competition. Why the interest? Why the willingness to put some effort out to do that to represent Oklahoma this year?
When I entered FFA in ninth grade, my ag teacher told me that with my projects that I could do something special, and I've worked hard at it, and it's something that I've wanted to work towards ever since I was in ag, and I've kept up with it with the help of all my family and friends, my ag teacher, the state of Oklahoma. It's been great experience, and it's something that I've really worked hard for.